What's good about it? After the injection of initial cash, many companies never make a profit. These include Spotify, Uber, Pinterest, Snapchat, Reddit, Deliveroo, and many others. There was uproar when Twitter fired 75% of its employees, but actually it kept running pretty smoothly because it was so overstaffed in the first place. In the years preceding the 2022 crash, when many were laid off, the sector had received more money than ever and splurged it on hiring too many people and equipping offices with lavish supplies. A startup called Quibi spent over $1 billion of investors' money to create short videos featuring A-list Hollywood stars. It collapsed 6 months later. The greater fool theory is the idea that during a market bubble, one can make money by buying overvalued assets and selling them for a profit later, because it will always be possible to find someone who is willing to pay a higher price. But if the bubble bursts, then of course you lose it all. What do you have to watch? Not much. This is well researched and sheds a lot of light on how venture capitalists and tech startups operate.